The church gives us our greatest calling, and that's to holiness. No ideology, no philosophy or way of thinking in this world that I've come across has asked us to be holy. Nowhere else have I heard that, to achieve more, to strive for more. And I beg really to someone to show me another way of being, to be a consecrated people, a people called to holiness. So I thank God for the gift of his church, and Claire's going to share a few words as well.
Several years back, I rejected the gift of his church and thought that believing in Jesus Christ would suffice. I was one of these Catholics who... I was a Catholic, yes, if anybody asked, I was still a Catholic, but I rejected Sunday Mass as it interfered with my social life. I rejected confession, as I was one of those people who thought, I can say God to, you know, say sorry to God in my heart. I don't need to be going to confession. I don't need to be talking to a priest here. I rejected the moral teaching of the church, as I didn't want my life governed by a bunch of old men in red hats who sit in Rome and don't have a clue about the real world. What I couldn't see was that the further I travelled away from the church, the further away from Christ I became. Without the church, I had created Jesus in my own image and likeness, and this left me deeply unhappy and deeply unsatisfied. After several years, a friend, seeing this unhappiness, invited me back to Mass. And I can't stress the importance of the power of an invitation. Somebody just said, come back to Mass. And slowly I began to find my feet in his church. And I came to realise what I had been missing out on and how much God loves me. He breaks all boundaries to draw close to me through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He becomes vulnerable in the little white host so that he can give himself to me time and time again. The very same Jesus who walked the streets of Nazareth waits for me day and night in the tabernacle. He waits for me in the confessional, yearning for my return. He's waiting to tell me how much he loves me, to pick me up, to dry my tears, to tell me that my sins are forgiven and set me back on the right path. Only by coming back into the Catholic Church did I fully understand that I am a daughter of the living God. He loves me and he wants the very best for me. That is why he has given his church a moral code. And yes, at times for me and for many other young people, and probably for many of us here, it seems like a tall order. But his standards are going to be high because I am his child and a father wants nothing less than the very best for his children. For me, the Catholic Church is a true and authentic encounter with Jesus Christ, the God of love. Nowhere else on earth can such love be found. Nowhere else on earth can such peace be experienced. Nowhere else on earth am I invited to the fullness of life. Only by walking with Jesus in communion with his Holy Catholic Church did I come to realise all these things. And I too thank God for the gift of his church.
So, and just if we have time, just to mention one more thing. Thinking of the World Youth Day in Madrid this summer, I know our own Archbishop was there. That's new evangelisation in action. And we were all pilgrims on this journey, were given a gift, a personal gift from the Holy Father of the UCAT, Catechism for You. It's a personal gift that we've all received and to share with others. And it reminds us that the faith makes sense of itself and it makes sense of the world. Our faith is reasonable, no matter what Richard Dawkins says. And it's not just a lofty idea or a nice feeling, again and again, it's an encounter with Christ, the risen one. The Pope wants us, through this UCAT, to receive the faith in its fullness. No half measures, there are enough half measures to go around. We want the faith in its fullness. And he begged us, in the opening letter, he begged us to study it and to share it with others. And the Catechism, it has to be more than words. It has to be more than dust on a bookshelf. It's something we all have to live out, to become little living catechisms ourselves.
The title UCAT takes us to the Pope's particular emphasis on the youth of the Church. Pope Benedict sees it as his mission to defend the youth, declaring that the youth are not as superficial as many people think they are. He knows young people a lot better than society does. He speaks for the youth from a 2,000-year-old church that in knowing Christ is ever new. The youth are not superficial. The youth we know who are active in our diocese, the youth we met in Madrid, they are filled with joy. and that joy grows naturally from authentically lived Catholicism. We've seen this great sea of joy in Madrid, 2 million young people striving for holiness, their gaze fixed on Christ, their roots in a church whose identity transcends races, cultures, languages, ages. And in their hearts, they carried a joy which permeated and penetrated every single corner of that secular city. This was Catholic joy unleashed, the full power of the Catholic Church, touching hearts and changing lives and witnessing to the greatest love of all. And it's this love and this passion for Jesus and his church that attracts other people to him, and it's present across our diocese, and it is the new evangelisation. And this joy of a life lived for Christ in the heart of his church and our conviction in the risen Christ calls us to witness wherever we are, even in the face of indifference and rejection, to take some words from our Holy Father. We see our world broken, it's hurting, it's aching. And with that, as Catholics, we should hear the call from Christ to carry his love into the world, to share the joy that comes from knowing him. We know and believe as Catholics that the Church is a radiant beacon of hope and an anchor for us in these difficult times. She's the voice that does not betray the weak or leave the vulnerable helpless. I think back to the 40 Days for Life campaign that some of you have heard about today that was held in our city and organised by young people. Many young faces kept a constant vigil of prayer outside the abortion clinic. We stood there as an authentic witness, as a witness to authentic love, as a witness that more authentic values do exist in this world, and a witness to hope, and a witness to the greatest choice of all, a witness to life itself. And this witness is something that spills over into every aspect of our lives. It becomes part of who we are. In the places where we work, where we study, with our colleagues, with our friends, with the lapsed Catholics that we know. Through our witness of love for Jesus and his church, wherever we are, we attract other people to him. And this is the new evangelisation.
Thank you very much.